All righty. Hey, welcome everybody to this week's SLG call. We do every single Friday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time live. This call is recorded. You can go back in and listen to the replay, and then a lot of the calls are archived on SLG University, which I hope if you're plugged in that you keep going back to that, find different topics, and I think this is going to be a call that you're going to want to go back and listen to from time to time, and it'll be archived on SLG University as well. But it's important to stay plugged in as our community. We're a lifestyle community. We are the Lifestyle IMO. What does that mean? We want to help people build their lifestyle, whatever that means. And, you know, for a lot of us, that means being able to sell over the phone, sell remote, have the skill to do that. You know, David and I are constantly trying to stretch ourselves, learn new things, because we don't want to be a lid. You know, John Maxwell talks about the law of the lid, and we don't want to ever be a lid for anybody. We want to keep learning and growing and stretching to allow people to, you know, hopefully pave the way and learn from everybody as well. But, I mean, we even ran some field appointments yesterday. Even though we love and can sell over the phone all the time, we want to be able to do it all, be comfortable with it, remember what it's like, sell face-to-face too. So we're in the life insurance business, but that's what lifestyle is for us. I'm excited. I'm going to jump right in because I don't want to take up any of our guest speakers' time, which many of you see him because he is active on Slack, which we greatly appreciate. Not that it's a requirement for people to share in Slack, but I love Jerry. I love that Jerry has been one to be pretty active in sharing, and I think that's great for those that even, you know, just to be able to see that. And so we appreciate his activity in Slack. So a lot of y'all know Jerry from just kind of sharing Slack, but him and his wife, Shiki, are amazing. I can say great friends because we've now worked together for some time. And I appreciate Jerry because he was pretty early on in the development of Summit Life Group, you know, pretty early on. So we've worked together now for a while. And so, you know, I've seen Jerry, you know, just kind of continue to grow and step up. And he's a great example of what you can do in this business, even part-time. Jerry's an entrepreneurial type of guy and does a lot of different things. But I know this is a big focus for him. He'll talk about that. I don't want to take his story away. But he, you know, has been a consistent producer for a while now. And he'll tell you it wasn't always easy and all that kind of stuff. But he's been very consistent. And he's just continued to elevate and get better and better and better. And last month, I think, I don't want to give the number wrong, I think he ended somewhere around $22,000 in premium, which is incredible. And I know he put a lot more than just a part-time effort in, but still he's, you know, he's got things going, but he's living the lifestyle. So I can't speak highly enough of Jerry and Shiki. So Jerry, man, I'm excited for you to share on today's call. And would love it if you would take a minute just starting off to share just a little bit of your background or story. You don't have to go a long time because we want to dive into a lot of stuff, but just kind of share a little bit about, you know, where you live and anything about yourself and a little bit of your background. I think it's kind of neat for people to hear.
Okay, great. Well, good morning, Rich and Dave and whoever else is on the call this morning. David, thank you guys for allowing me this opportunity to speak. I want to start by saying it's a little bit hard to follow you guys because what you guys say every week, some of those things I might repeat, so forgive me if I sound cliche-ish. However, I started my journey in this business just to give you guys a little of my background. Let me slow down. Actually, I started in the music business many years ago in California, had my fun in my younger years. I'm now 40, in my mid-40s before I tell my age. And so in 2011, guys, to get straight to the point, I was fortunate enough to get licensed in California. I actually started in the business going face-to-face. I'm sure some others have that story as well. And for me, it just didn't work. Over time, I wore myself out, you know, going to appointments and people flaking on me. It just wasn't for me. And so at that time, I was asking my managing general agent, could this be done over the phone? Because I had previously worked at a Sears marketing center, and what I was actually doing, guys, was selling a protection agreement to older people, and I felt a little guilty about it because I was really good at it, but I was getting people to renew appliances that were 12 and 15 years old. I mean, heck, for the price of the agreement that they had spent for years, they could have bought several of those products many times over. fast forward in 2017, I got with the company, well, kind of like a partnership, had an opportunity to learn telesales over the phone. And then in, I believe it was 2020 is when I met Rich and David and took on the opportunity with Summit Life Group. And I'll share this, guys. I'll start here. It really takes a commitment. It's been a journey. I remember ordering my first set of leads and complaining to Rich that these leads weren't working. And, you know, it was a rough start, but I made a commitment and I began to think long term so that I can get straight to some of the things I want to say, because I know a lot of you guys on the call have already been doing this, so you already know this. So this might be for new people. Just remember, this is a commitment that you have to make in this business. I had to make a commitment. I had a few things going on. Like I told Rich, I was doing some things in real estate on the side, some wholesaling. I won't go into that. But I even told him at the beginning of this year that, Rich, I'm going to make a new commitment with this business. I didn't mean to go here, but Rick Kirchner, and I hope you don't mind me saying, he has been very supportive and instrumental in me being able to last this long. And he told me one day, I said, Rich, why did you, with all the real estate you had, why did you get out of that business and get into this business? He said, Jerry, when I found out the opportunity and final expense, I sold all of my properties, I think, that next week or next day. And he said his point was, is because renewals have no maintenance. And so I remember that. I'm like, wow, you're right about that. From that point on, I said, you know what? The real estate is what it is. It began to take the back seat, and I put almost 100% of my focus into this. Also, when doing this business, guys, I mean, there's so many ups and downs. I'll give you guys an example. Yeah, this month, Rich, you're right. Last month for April, with the help of my wife, because she does work with me, we hit 23,000. Most of that was policies that I wrote. I think she wrote like 7 or 8, maybe 10 with me. But the point being is that the month before that, I think in February and March, I struggled really bad. However, I had to remind myself, I was really tested. I had to remind myself to stay committed and follow through the process. That's the biggest thing, guys, because I was having days where here I am making the $150,000. I know for Rich and David, that's nothing. Heck, I think David can make $100,000 in his first 30 minutes of work sometimes. That's a joke, but still, point being, guys, it was so rough. I had to recommit and say, okay, what are we doing here? Thinking more long term. And this is what I try to remind myself and even my wife and others. When looking at this business, think of it like farming. A farmer doesn't plant a seed, as you guys know, today and expect an immediate harvest. It's not about the instant gratification. It's about being willing to follow the process and enjoy the journey as you grow and learn. And that's what's taking place with me, and I'm starting to fall into a sweet spot of really enjoying helping people. I always have, but it's becoming even more and more comfortable to have a conversation with them. And so what I had to remind myself of the last 2 months that I struggled before coming to April, and I don't want to be deep and philosophical, but it reminds me of the hermetic principle, the law of rhythm. Things rise and fall. The tide flows in and out. And so for myself, when it's going bad, I just try to remind myself that anything that comes easy won't last, and what lasts won't come easy. And so I know that might sound a little cliche-ish, but I have to remind myself of that, because if this was an easy business and something that was, it's not necessarily that it's a complicated process, but as I've heard David say many times, just because it's not necessarily that complicated doesn't mean it's a cakewalk. Like I tell my wife, this is a walk in the park, all right, Jurassic Park some days, because, guys, I fell at this miserably sometimes. But, again, I remind myself, I'm watering my seeds. I'm willing to get up every day and make my dials. And then with the commitment, you know, mapping out your GPS, or, you know, mapping out how you want to get to where you want to go. Like when I set my goals, I know, okay, Jerry, this month you got to chill on some of the good timing. Excuse my vernacular. You're going to have to fall back, not spend as much eating out, and invest that money into leads. And so just, you know, coming up with some targeted goals, being willing to make some key sacrifices to get to where you want to go in the next 6 months, the next year. Like I know for myself, my long-term goal is I want to be able to work this business until I'm 55, and over the next 10 years, I should be able to put enough book on the business and maybe get some other agents as well for it to really make sense and set up some type of legacy and longevity with this for my family, if that makes sense, for my grandson. I have a young grandson now, and I would like to teach him the business, as he's already very tenacious and loves to speak. He got up at Easter and couldn't wait to get the mic. So I'm like, hey, this little guy's ready. But anyway, guys, I just wanted to remind everyone, including myself, we're in a hard business, but we have such a great opportunity. And even in this economy, I don't know if this, I don't want it to come across wrong, but I tell a lot of my clients, hey, I'm finding a lot of them, they have coverage, but because of inflation and everything going on in this economy, I'm able to remind them, hey, food is going up, gas is going up, and because of inflation, the longer you live, I'm sure the cost of funerals will be up. Even if it's five more, even if it's seven more, let's get you a little bit more just to give you that extra peace of mind. And then these policies do come with a few living benefits, so I throw that in there. And then another thing, guys, I want to touch on, in addition to committing and thinking long term like a farmer, not looking for the instant gratification, is that to me personally, there is no such thing as a good lead. All of them are bad to me until I make them good. Now, that's my personal philosophy, because I love turning the finger inwardly and figuring out where Jerry went wrong. I'm not saying that some leads aren't bad, but hey, guys, I'll tell the truth. When Jerry isn't on point, or when I'm not on point, I haven't been able to sell people when their name was right. And then when I was on point, I've sold people that had the name. The name was so horrible, but I was still able to push through that and, you know, basically deliver the presentation and then, you know, take their hand and walk them step by step through the process. And then that's another thing, guys, just, you know, following this process, staying committed, being willing to, you know, define your why while you're doing this, you know, thinking long term. And that's pretty much it, guys. I don't know what else to say, Rich.
No, I got more for you, Jerry. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm sitting here thinking I want to recap, and you're throwing out gold nuggets. I mean, what you just said about leads, I hope people hear it, because that's the secret of, I mean, that's the reason for your success. You said so much. I mean, scaling, building a business, that's what we want to help. I mean, I'm fired up to help Jerry build what it means for him to build a lifestyle business. That's David's and I passion. We want to help him scale. If he want to make $1 million a year doing this business, I mean, that's what we want to help do. But I want to dive into some more, because, man, that was so good. So you kind of alluded to it, like, I mean, in the beginning, you know, you didn't always necessarily have that thought process about leads. You kind of, especially when you first started buying them, you know, because it's one thing when they're free. It's like if you're on a free lead program, when you start buying them, you know, it took you a little bit, I know, in the beginning, and you're dealing with chargebacks and all the different things. But maybe just comment to, because then I want to jump into some other things, comment to how the business doesn't get easy, but how it does get better when you get past that first year, 15 months, because, you start getting some back-end money, your chargebacks.
Right.
Not that they still don't hurt, but they're not as bad, and you have a book of business, referrals. Can you maybe just touch on that for a second?
Okay, sure. I'll share a little bit what happened with me. You're exactly right, Rich. In the beginning, I wasn't thinking enough like a business-minded person. I was still too much thinking like the agent and not putting my business hat on the right way. So I started to see it like, stop trying to put the minimum amount of investment into this. If you sow bountifully, you'll reap bountifully. If you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. And that's just the bottom line. So what happened for me is I begin to slowly make a commitment. And I know it's hard for a lot of individuals, Rich. I've been fortunate in some areas and had some other things work out. But I've struggled, man. Like, even when I started with you guys, man, the savings was low. I was down at the bottom, but I was willing to try to utilize what I had and create some type of leverage for myself to be able to keep, you know, dialing and buying leads. And so you're absolutely right. Over time, you know, it's like with anything, you create that habit. Over time, even with the struggles, it did become easier, because right after the first year and a half or 2 years, I did start to reap some of the benefits of back-end money. But again, you do have to look at it like, you know, it's with anything. There's no way you're going to get out of something that you did not put in. You can't go to your bank and make more withdrawals than you have made deposits without having an overdraft. And so I would just tell individuals to, you know, just don't be afraid to commit and come up with a target and a goal for what you want to make and be willing to figure out a way to invest that into leads, because you have to believe in yourself. You just have to. You know, I'm almost to the point, and I don't want this to sound arrogant, guys, because I know I'm going to fall on my face and have to keep picking myself back up. That's just a part of this journey as an entrepreneur. But I just believe in myself enough that if I invest that money, it's coming back double and triple fold. And so, you know, that's just not a hope or belief or a prayer. That's because I'm going to make the dials. I'm going to do the things that it takes, even when I don't feel like it. Even this month, last month, when I made that ambitious goal, guys, I didn't feel like it. But, you know, the commitment was to stick to it. And it goes back to what Rich said. It's all about the leads. Just figure out a way to commit and invest what you can and do the best you can with what you have, and it'll work.
Absolutely, man. And you're right, because, I mean, it's, you know, to write $20,000 is a different investment in leads than if you're writing $10,000 or $8,000 or whatever. And you have been a consistent producer, but leveling up your lead spend levels up your production. And I'll speak to your commitment, because you committed to be on this call, and you and Shiki are on your anniversary trip, and I appreciate you getting
Correct.
Up early and sharing on this call, man. I mean, that's just a testament to you committing to what you said you're going to do, and I really appreciate that. Real quick, just a comment to this, because I know a lot of agents struggle with this, and you've experienced it. How many carriers do you – what the majority of your business goes to – of your final expense business goes to how many carriers, would you say?
Can I be honest with you? The majority, I can break it up amongst three now. In the beginning, I was all scattered as well. Ooh, I can get this contract. Oh, man, I can get – no. I've now focused it on a few different carriers, because what I've found is, and those of us that have done it for a while, you want to direct most of your business and that energy in one or two directions. When you have it all scattered all over the place, it's going to eat you up in the long run with chargebacks. So I would recommend having two-level carriers. Like, I have my main go-to carrier, and I don't know if Rich want me to get into who those are, but I'll just say I have
those.
Okay, yeah, I go with Royal Neighbors, guys. Okay. I go with Royal Neighbors. I lead with them most of the time only because I love their process. I love the fact that diabetic neuropathy is going to be day one coverage. Even those questions, if you pay attention, you know, the last section of their application, those last two questions, like for COPD and emphysema, the question is for the last 2 years. Have they been treated in the last 2 years, and were they diagnosed in the last 2 years? If the answer is no, the diagnosis was beyond 2 years, and no, they haven't been treated, Royal Neighbors is day one coverage. So I lead with Royals, and then if it's just so expensive based upon the age, and I won't get into that, but Rich, you guys might have noticed, I'll go with Liberty. So it's going to be Liberty Bankers or Royal Neighbors, and I have my other reasons with that, too. They're both great companies. And then in most cases, if they can't go there, it's either going to be a GI with Great Western, maybe AIG, but particularly Great Western because it works for most people, and then the GTL for the in-between, the GI and the level. You know, the GTL works out to be a great product.
Absolutely. And
so, yes, keeping it simple.
Absolutely. And if you're brand new on the call and you hear that and you don't have Royal Neighbors, that's fine. Pick two, like we say. Pick one. Just get started learning how to apply. Take LBL. The exact mix can vary by agent to agent, but what the mix he just described is absolutely great. But just keep it simple. And all the top producers say the same thing. You might occasionally write a different one, but find the mix that works for you and stay with it. And we've already talked about how important it is for fresh leads. Would you say that when you don't have fresh leads coming in, it's hard? I mean, you can still make sales, but would you say it's much more difficult when you don't have fresh leads?
Yes, it is, Rich, and that's what I struggled with in the beginning. I thank you for getting me back on track with that. I wanted to share that. That's what I was doing, Rich. Let's say I would make an order of 100. Well, heck, I would try to make that order of 100 last 2 weeks or almost 3 weeks. And what I learned is you know, it's much more exciting and you have much more opportunity to close when you're working those fresh leads. So, for example, guys, yes, I didn't work Thursday or Friday, but this morning I meant to order them yesterday. I'm ordering my fresh leads now so that come Monday or Tuesday I can make sure I have leads to dial in and have work next week. So, yes, you need fresh leads every week.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say your percentage is of one call closes? I mean, just you don't know exactly, but would you say you close everybody on the first call? Does it require follow-up?
That's hard to give an exact percentage, Rich. I would really have to delve into that a little bit more and do some research. But I know this, I'll be honest, most of them is not a one-call close.
Okay.
Most of the people, the first call, I am building rapport. And I try to do a good job of establishing a poor rapport so strong that when I call them back, they remember me. And so I've found this to be very true. My follow-up game is pretty strong now because a lot of those individuals that, well, Jerry, I'm going to talk. And that's another thing. You have to rebuttal well. I won't get into that. They tell me all kind of things. Jerry, I want to talk to my wife. I understand. I've been married now 7 years. We've been together 10. I don't know how my wife does it. But listen, John, why don't we do this? This is a process. And I took this from Rick Kirchner. First step is if you want, this is how you can get more one-call closes. First step is I don't even know if you're approved, John. So the first thing we need to do is call over to Liberty Bankers. Let's call the insurance companies, interview, and see if we can even get you approved. If we're able to get you approved, what do you think about this? This is already May. I'm sure your money's spoken for. Is that right? Yeah, Jerry, the bills. Okay, so what do you think about we push your first payment out to June the 3rd? I think you said you get them on the 1st. No, it's the 3rd. Okay, then all your future payments will be the 3rd of the month. We'd work on the same payment schedule as Social Security. What do you think? Okay, I have your first name, John, as it should appear on your policy. And what is your middle initial? And that's how I kind of get most of the ones that I close the first time on the, you know, the one call closes. But most of them are not, Rich. But that's just a few nuggets. I don't know if that helps anyone.
No, that's good. Well, I mean, we're the same. So now, have you ever had a really solid follow-up that didn't answer the phone on the scheduled appointment?
Of course, all the time. Most of the times they don't. Most of the times they don't. I hate to say this. I think buyers are liars. So I understand it, and they're good people, but I understand that most of them are really not excited about getting insurance, even though they know they need it. It's like going to the dentist. Heck, I put off a root canal now for months because the filling came back, then it went away, and I said, really, it's gone? Oh, man, I got to stay on the phone. So I'm saying that to say that it's our job to be the ones to be consistent and stay on them. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. What you just said is true, because if my dentist office doesn't call me asking me to make appointments, I don't go to the dentist, and I know I need to. So that's the greatest example I've ever heard, because I'm the same way when it comes to just even getting my teeth cleaned. I love that. So, all right, perfect. And then give me your opening. So just pretend like I know you dial a lot of telemarketed leads. If you're new on the call, you could dial an internet lead, telemarketed lead. We're testing some old leads, but it's all the same. The opening might be slightly different, but give me a call. Give me your opening, because I think people could really benefit just hearing how you open the call up. And you can reference your favorite caller if you're doing a telemarket, whatever you do.
Yes, sir. Okay, now just kind of ignore the speed at which I go. It just depends on the person. So right now I'm going to kind of go through a quick, like, for example, Rich, this is Sherry Perkins. I am the state license agent. I'm getting back to you on the information request. And I didn't request information. Well, Rich, here my notes say that you're age 65. Is that correct? That's correct. Rich, I'm happy to help. What questions do you have for me? And then if they pause, I'm all over. Listen, okay, I'll start here, Rich. This is Jerry Perkins. I am a state licensed field underwriter. The company I work here with, Summit Life Group, we specialize mostly in permanent life insurance plans for final expenses. And, Rich, I like to keep it simple. We help most people that are typically retired on a fixed income. Some still work, but the majority on Social Security. Disability. We also help disabled veterans. Or you're still working, Rich, or you also on a fixed income. Then that's me. We'll see you fit the category. Now, do you currently have any life insurance at this time? You do? Congratulations. I'm really glad we're speaking. And then I took this from one of you guys. Well, what type of plan do you have? Oh, what do you mean? I guess it's, I don't know. Well, is it permanent or is it temporary? And then they'll typically tell me. So that's how I get into it, Rich. And normally with that approach, in about 2 minutes, I've known if they have insurance, whether or not they're on a fixed income, and kind of from there what direction I'm going to need to take them in. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, so good. I would recommend anybody, you know, go back and listen to that, replay it multiple times. That was so good. All right, I just want to throw lots of nuggets, and I'm going to end the call. One of the things that you helped me come up with to kind of create the script, for those that don't know, we have a script on our resources page on SLG Team for calling a bank. But since Jerry,
right,
I know, is so good at this, a lot of times when you're doing the app, one problem is people don't have their bank account. Some of the younger people, some people are more tech savvy, can go in an app, but a lot of times they're not, especially if you're working a lead, like a telemarketing lead or whatever. So you have to call the bank sometimes to get their banking. So can you talk through that real quick, maybe do the wording or how you
yes,
position
sir.
That with them?
Yes. And, Rich, it's funny you saying that. I'm sitting here literally when I hang up with you. I have two clients I need to resolve bankings with, so this morning I'm getting ready to get them on with the bank. It kind of goes like this, Rich. I'll call the bank. I'll normally tell them, look, Rich, I'm going to get the bank on. They're probably going to need some information from you to authenticate that you are who you say you are, and I'm going to see if they'll be willing to help us. So normally, Rich, I'll just call the bank. They'll answer, tell me who they are. I'll start by saying, hey, this is Jerry Perkins. I'm a state licensed insurance agent, and we have a mutual client here, Rich Florence. He's attempting to set up his insurance payments with his valid checking or savings with you guys, and we just need to validate that it is ACH transactional. If I can let you speak with Rich and he can give you any information needed to identify that it is him, would you help him both locate that account number and make sure that he has the right number, please? They're either going to tell you, yes, they can do it, or John, are you, Rich, you're on the phone, is that okay? Or in a lot of cases, they're just going to tell you they can't do it over the phone. And I'm sure you guys are aware with your larger institutions, Wells Fargo, Chase, B of A, typically you're just not going to be able to do it. But if anyone's interested, Rich, I do have the 800 numbers or toll-free numbers for those three institutions, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and Chase, where you can call the 800 or toll-free merchant verification line, and you can put in the account number, and it'll let you know if it's a valid account number. But to get back on point, that's basically how I do the bank verification. Just get them on and let them know who you are, where you're from, and what you're trying to accomplish. And, you know, try to sound stern and professional, and either they're going to help you or they're not. Does that make sense as well, Rich? I know I kind of went over all of
it. Oh, man, so good. There. Fortunately, a lot of our clients use local credit unions and banks, so they oftentimes
good.
Will, but you're right, the big ones won't. But that's really cool what you said about the calling the merchant and verifying it. Of course, you got to have account number to key in. So if they don't have anything,
right.
It's tough. But that's still great. We need to probably put that out, share that in Slack. But, hey, Jerry, man, you are an absolute rock star, and you are just getting started. And Shiki is as well. If we had
Thank
more time,
you.
We could talk about maybe how y'all balance husband-wife kind of working for any couples out there that are both licensed. I know she was taking care of kids and doing a lot of things at first and all the stuff, and now she's playing a more active role, but it's really neat to be able to work together like that, and that adds to the whole lifestyle. But, man, you are an absolute rock star. You're just getting started. Anything else you want to say? I'm going to bring David on real quick to wrap it up, but anything else you want to say, Jerry?
No, I think that's pretty much it. I thank you for allowing me to speak. Rich, hopefully something I said was a review for the vets at this, and hopefully I was able to say something to inspire the new people. And that's pretty much it, man. Just stay focused, committed. We have a great opportunity. Be grateful for this business. I mean, I look at people, everybody can't do the same thing, and I'll let you guys go. When I look at guys doing hard manual labor, that even though I'm a big guy, 6'3", I physically don't want to do that type of labor. I'm grateful for them, but I'm also grateful for this opportunity, you know. So be grateful for this opportunity, guys, and make the best of it. Get it while the getting is good.
All right. Thank you, Jerry, man. Happy anniversary. And
thank you.
Mr. Toms, take it away.
I mean, I could listen to another hour of that call, not just the nuggets, but, I mean, Jerry, just you have mastered your craft over the phone. Hey, you've got a gift and a talent for it with that voice, and it's like you turned it into an instrument, because the way you're able to flow with the words and earn trust and rapport and just, I mean, it's unbelievable. And you've done an amazing job. And you nailed so many things that, you know, we talk about in the 1% Club too. You know, you're committed. You're so focused. And most of all, you're not afraid to put in the work, even when you don't feel like working, because you understand why you're doing it. And you mentioned your grandson and all those things, the things that drive and fuel you. And you understand you're good at it. You have an ability that can be successful over the phone, and you're not afraid to make it better and better and better. And the more you dial, the more people you speak with, you're growing your arsenal because you're learning more. Every person you speak to is an opportunity, and you help people. And like you said, you have the mindset to stay persistent and close it. It's our job to get back in touch with the people who need the coverage. One call closes are great. That's what we all hope for. But the money's in the follow-up. And you're so consistent and you're so committed. You know, just that conversation, you remind me of a book called Outliers by, I believe, Malcolm Gladwell. And it's all about repetition, putting in the work. 10,000 hours, you become a professional and an expert. And it's kind of like 10,000 dials. Ain't no doubt you put that in. And look how far you've grown just in the last 6 months. You guys, you and Sheiky, utilizing, you know, your both of your skill sets and going off one another, and then leaning on the community, leaning on everybody in the group like Rick and Rich and people like that, just to make sure we're doing the best that we can. I think that was an unbelievable call, and the new people need to go back and listen to it. I mean, you're opening. I mean, I'm going to go back and listen to it because it's good to see a top producer have their own, you know, unique way of saying certain things. And I loved it. It's so good. So there's no question why you produced that the way you did last month and why you're going to continue to do that, because you understand how to scale up and you're not afraid to put in the work. So great call, Jerry. Great job, Sheiky, as well. Let's get out there and finish the week strong.